This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 28th. I'm Paul Plack. Sandy and Joanne Hill, founders of Master Instructors LLC, say they're going to take the National Association of Flight Instructors to court for allegedly copying the Master Instructors program the Hills say they created during their more than 25 years serving as volunteer directors for NAFI. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash of a medical emergency services helicopter near Georgetown, South Carolina, Friday evening. NTSB Chair Deborah Herzman has offered recommendations for providers of helicopter EMS and suggests that only providers who meet the higher standards should be eligible to provide services under Medicare. Round 3 of the bidding to provide the next U.S. Air Force tanker is now expected to take until next summer. General aviation advocacy groups are urging the U.S. House Aviation Caucus to help with damage control after a critical article in USA Today. NASA says one of its probes has found water on Mars. New Jersey state troopers apparently were not amused when New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg showed up for last Thursday's U2 concert at Giant Stadium in his helicopter, landing in a shuttle bus parking area. A Florida man is in hot water with local authorities there for using his residential yard as a heliport. And a veteran El Mirage flyer has died on the lake bed, but not in an aircraft. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about several proposed changes to Parts 61 and 141. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.